Nadarim Yerushalmi, Kos Bainter Nadarim Bavli, Daf Peites. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamates Amad Aleph, at the second Mishnah, that's Halachates. Veneda Amana Ugusha, Kolashe Asa Al Nafsha, Yokum Alea, Ketad. The Mishnah asks, the Pasuk in Bamidba, Perek Lamad Pasuk Yud says, and the Neda of a widow and a divorcee, whatever she permits on herself will be affirmed to her. How is this? Amma hawi ani nazira la'achar shloshim yoyim, afa pisha nisis b'seich shloshim yoyim, eino yochol la'afer nidra. If a single girl said, I will be a nazira after 30 days, even if she was married in the 30 days, her husband cannot annul her vow. B'hibru shesabal v'hishala, amma hawi ani nazira la'achar shloshim yoyim, afa pisha nisamla or nisgarsha b'seich shloshim yoyim, hawi ze mufa. She vowed while married, and he annulled her vow. For example, she said, I will be a Nazir after 30 days, and he annulled it. Even if she was widowed or divorced in the 30 days, it's annulled. If he vowed, was divorced, and he remarried her on the same day, he cannot annul. Rule is that if she entered her own rishus for a moment, he cannot annul. Gemara says, "Hadahi Rabbi Shmuel ime achrei haneda, Rekiva ime acha ha'isa." Well, brings that this depends on the dispute of Rabbi Shmuel and Rekiva. Rekiva says it depends on the time that she said the isa. Rabbi Shmuel says that it all depends on the neda when it takes effect, and almost just like Rekiva. Neda de isa ka achas. If the neda takes effect and the isa was said, like one means in the same status, what's the law? Hey, Chavida, what's the case? Amma ha'ini nazir la'achar shloshim yoyim, v'shama ba'ala v'le'hefela, v'girsha v'chzira v'seich shloshim yoyim, ha'inu nadar v'isa, nadar v'isa ka'achas. The answer is, she said, I will be a nazir after 30 days, and her husband heard and did not annul, and he divorced her and remarried her within 30 days, the nadar and the isa are like one. We come now to halacha yud. There are nine cases of girls whose vows are sustained. Begeres v'hiyasoyma, and begeres, if she vowed and she's an orphan in her father's life, that means she was fully married and left her father's rishus and was widowed or divorced. With the next two cases we discuss such orphans. Nara begeres v'hiyasoyma, and Nara vowed, became a begeres and she's an orphan. Nara shalei bogra v'hiyasoyma, and Nara did not become a begeris and she's an orphan. Begeris a mesavia, a begeris vowed and her father died. Nara shalei bogra a mesavia, and Nara did not become a begeris and her father died. Nara begeris a mesavia, and Nara became a begeris and her father died. Nara she mesavia, mishe mesavia bogra, and Nara vowed, her father died, and after her father died she became a begeris. Begeris avia kayim, a begeris and her father is alive. Nara begeris avia kayim, and Nara vowed and became begeris and her father is alive. V'yedoime, after me see if bitoy kitana, nitam almano in his garsha, v'chazra and slay, adain he now. Merida says, even if her father married her off when she was a minor, she was widowed or divorced and she returned to her father, she's still like a nara and her father can annul her vows. And the Gemara says, Amr v'yechon shtayim hein v'lama tanin and tisha. V'yechon says, well, there are only two cases, means a begeris and an orphan, which includes a real orphan, an orphan in a father's lifetime. Why did our Mishnah teach nine? V'shul echadeh es ha-talmidim, the answer is it was in order to sharpen the talmidim. V'kub Yehuda, shalosh, and according to Yehuda, there are three, because he holds an orphan in her father's lifetime, is only if she was married in adulthood, and therefore she is unlike a real orphan, so this case is counted separately. We come to Halacha Yud Aleph. Koinim sheinenes la'abba l'avicha im oisani al'picha sheinenes lach im oisani al'pi abba v'al'pi avicha ha'oi ze yafer. If a woman vowed to her husband, I'm forbidden to benefit from my father or your father if I work for you, or I'm forbidden to benefit from you if I work for my father or your father, he can annul it. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Nassan Omer le'yafer. If one brings the vice of Rabbi Nassan, he cannot annul. Ramayim Yafer and Chalman say he can annul. Nimahu Mefer, why can he annul? If I am Yafer, Inui Nefesh Shalai. Hamidim answered it's due to his inner nefesh, means matters between him and her, because it's a disgrace to him. Vizera Rabila Shrihain Amrin replay Nidri Inu Nefeshila. Vizera Rabila answered it's due to her inner nefesh.